In California, Governor Gray Davis recently signed into law a package of groundbreaking bills on abortion rights. The legislation will affect hospitals, medical schools, and clinics, but people on both sides of the abortion debate have been surprised at how little attention the changes have received. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The impact of the four California laws is just beginning to sink in. Governor Davis called the effort the most ambitious package of abortion rights bills in U.S. history. But the big question for many is why the issue got almost no coverage. Judy Brown with the American Life League says there was a dramatic silence.
We expected there to be, but on the nightly news, we expected Fox News to interview people, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing happened. And we're just all sitting here wondering what in the world was going on, and we don't know.
The new California laws cover a broad spectrum. One makes the state the first in the country to require that all accredited medical schools offer abortion training to students in obstetrics and gynecology. Another provides for the confidentiality for patients, doctors, and staff at clinics where abortions are performed by shielding public access to their names and addresses. The third law makes California one of two states in the country to mandate that hospital emergency room staff tell victims of sexual abuse about emergency contraceptives. The law goes on to say that staff must provide the so-called morning after pill free if a patient asks for it. The final measure codifies the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade, which gave women the right to abortion. Emory University law professor David Garrow calls the action unprecedented.
Every one of the individual four pieces has parallels or partial parallels in one or another different states, but no one has ever before done all four of something of this magnitude all together at once.
Abortion rights activists see this as a huge step forward for the state and the country.
Well, there really are two legs that we have to walk on all the time.
Gloria Felt is president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America.
One leg is to make sure that rights exist, and that's why the codification of Roe is extremely important. But rights without access don't mean much, and so that's why the other three bills are equally important.
Planned Parenthood and other groups who support the right to abortion would like to see the California platform used as a model for other states. Those who oppose abortion hope it is not an indication of things to come. Jan Carroll is with the California Pro-Life Council.
Well, this has been a particularly difficult session, and for pro-life interests and the respect for human life, beyond these measures that you're discussing here, where we've had the stem cell research and cloning of human beings for the mere purpose of research. So we've had a tough year for human life in the California legislature, no doubt about it.
Just this week, the California governor signed another bill permitting stem cell research. Carol was frustrated by so many bills coming out of the legislature that she had to pick the ones she could lobby against. She worked to defeat the bill that codifies Roe and adds a provision to the existing law that allows nurses, nurse practitioners, and midwives to prescribe abortion drugs, including RU486.
California law says that under the supervision of a physician does not mean that the physician has to be anywhere in sight. He only has to be available by telephone. He could be in India, for that matter.
The American Life League's Judy Brown says this is an example of what happens when anti-abortion forces lose ground and their political clout.
For some time now, the pro-abortion movement has been hot on the trail of trying to establish a beachhead where they could point to a particular state, and California is a likely state for them, and say, this is how laws should be nationwide.
This kind of comprehensive legislation isn't likely to happen soon in many other states, but president of the National Abortion Rights Action League, Kate Michaelman, says she's not worried that the California package will lead to a backlash in other states either.
There has been an aggressive campaign across the country since 1995, to restrict a woman's right to choose. So I don't think this will be a catalyst for anything more than what has been going on everywhere, which is the chipping away of a woman's right to choose.
People on both sides of the abortion debate say they believe the California platform will serve as an inspiration to others, either to get people moving to pass new laws or to persevere in the fight against them. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.